Produce, a producer of disposable nappies, have also aimed their product at the green consumer. The whole idea of a disposable nappy is, in reality, environmentally unfriendly. This did not discourage Produce, however, and they produced a print ad which said their nappies were made of a padding which is kinder to nature because it isn't chlorine bleached. The ad said that their nappy was produced with all our children's children in mind. In 1989, the Vauxhall Car Company wanted to highlight the fact that all their cars are now produced to use unleaded fuel, and also use fuel more efficiently than before. Their slogan was, "Since 1985, all Vauxhalls have been green." Volkswagen also used a highly effective print ad to highlight the use of unleaded fuel by their cars. The ad showed a father holding a young baby, and the print read, "6 months free unleaded petrol for all new deliveries." The picture of the baby reminds us of the fact that our children are the ones who will have to face the effects of damage done to the environment by our generation. A product like washing powder, for example, is basically unfriendly to the environment. In order to clean well, the powder must be made of strong chemical substances, which are not broken down easily by nature. There is, in fact, little a washing powder company can do to its product to make it more environmentally friendly, without decreasing its quality. How can they then carry out green advertising? The answer is, they don't change the product, they change the packaging. Almost all washing powders are advertised nowadays as coming in the environmentally friendly, refillable packaging. As we see from these examples, green advertising is the new craze in the 1990s. Firms in every sector are addressing environmental issues in their ads, and any firm which neglects this aspect of consumer values in their advertising will soon see the bad results.